Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is, and this morning we have got Master's student from the School of Architecture and Planning, Rosemary Lee, in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks. Hey, it's so nice to have you up here because we're talking a little bit about Art Week, which is kicked off this week in Tamaki Makaurau, and you have got work as part of a bigger project that is being kind of created by many people who work in and around the Auckland University.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about your research and how it's led to this?
Right, so my thesis research topic is inspired by the traditional Chinese joinery technique, and it's called the dogong. The dogong is basically this bracket system that is interlocking and forms a structural support for the overhang roofs in traditional historic architecture.
Oh, wow.
And I was really inspired by that, and I wanted to kind of bring back this technique into a modern way and reinterpret and revive this technique that has been long lost and forgotten. Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty amazing place to start out. And what kind of like research have you had to do to find out more about this? Is there a lot of information about how this joinery is done, or have you had to do a bit of sleuthing?
So I actually, in my exchange experience, I visited a lot of historic architecture. That's what kind of led me into this interest and this kind of research topic of mine. And then from there onwards, I looked into a lot of precedent study, looked into a lot of the historic information about it, and then looked into how modern fabrication and modern techniques and technology can help to revive this technique back.
So can you tell us a little bit about the project that's part of Art Week? Is it called the Wish Tree? Is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's called the hashtag Wish Tree. I've kind of updated the name a bit.
Nice. Yeah. Taking it into the digital age.
Yes.
And what's the idea behind this project?
The main idea of this project is about having this whole structure that is freestanding and does not require a single use of nail or glue.
Oh, wow.
So everything is completely freestanding. And it's a void where people walk through and they get to interact with the structure by hanging these ribbons up, and over time it forms the New Zealand COVID case curve.
Oh, wow.
Yep, so everything is linked with the coronavirus that we are all experiencing at the moment.
And so what made you want to use that as a starting point?
So the theme came about when I started making the structure. I wanted to have a commemoration of this historic event that we are all experiencing at the moment, because I find it so relevant and so such an appropriate time to be commemorating something that is so, that's resonating with everyone at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you're saying people can walk through it. Is it quite a big structure then?
Yes, it is. So the whole fabrication stage took around 4 weeks.
Far out.
Yeah, and the whole structure itself, not including the little joints, only the big the units itself, is 1,104 pieces in total.
Wow.
And including everything else, it's around 3,000 pieces.
Far out. That's like the ultimate jigsaw puzzle, really.
Yes, it's like a Lego piece. Everything's just stacked up together.
So how do you do like marquettes for that? It must take a long time to make sure that all your pieces are going to sit together and, as you say, not need glue or nails or anything, but just use this joinery technique.
Yes, so everything is just interlocking. And it did take a lot of experimenting in the beginning stage to perfect this technique. I did a lot of prototyping models to find the best solution, the best tolerance of making the bracket system strong and efficient and easy. Yeah.
And what would you hope to see for your research going forward into the future? Do you hope you'll see more use of this joinery technique in day-to-day architecture? Is that something you'd like?
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm kind of advocating for as well. Like, I kind of want to promote this technique much more because it's kind of less used in the architecture that we see now. And I want to use this advantage of, you know, modern technology, how it can be much more efficiently mass-produced, this kind of a complex craftsmanship that was, you know, once that was labour-intensive and tedious in process, that can be much more efficient and much more accurately made now.
It is kind of incredible to think about how if it takes you 4 weeks to build a structure like this and you've got all of the access to all the equipment you could probably ever think of, I'd imagine, and then trying to think about how old this technique is, and that must have had to be done by hand, the calculations you'd have to do, kind of mind-boggling a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so fascinating, the craftsmanship and skill of it. It's just amazing.
So tell us a little bit about the broader project that you're a part of for Art Week. Are there other students who are also putting works in?
Yes, so I'm part of Matt Ligon's thesis, and he's my supervisor, and basically most of his thesis I'm one of his thesis students, and there's two thesis students that are involved in this Art Week event, and also third years and himself.
Yeah. Fantastic. And so where can people go and see your work?
It will be up tonight from 5 to 9 at O'Connell Street. So yeah, feel free to swing by and enjoy the space. And hang up your own ribbon.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lovely thing. I definitely would love to just come and see how it all locks together, because it's one thing to imagine it in your head. I did Google what the joinery technique looks like before, and it's just so impressive. I think people should definitely head along and check it out.
Yes, for sure.
Rosemary, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Best of luck with the rest of your research as well. It sounds like a really exciting project to be working on. Yes. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you very much, you too.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.